Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Kaiju Kingdom Podcast. I am your host, Chris Eaton. Oh, it's been a minute, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a minute. If you're wondering why it's just me, well, it's because I am recording this in my hotel room in Akihabara in Tokyo. Yes, that's right. I'm out here in Japan for the next month, the entire month of November. And as I'm recording this, it is November 4th here in Japan. But in America, it's still currently November 3rd, which means it is Godzilla Day out there. And hopefully you all are celebrating accordingly. Excuse me while I take a little sip of my tea. So the last 2 days have been a bit of whirlwind. I arrived here on the 1st, so I don't know if many of you have ever traveled internationally, but those flights and that time change, they do a number to you, especially as you're getting a little older, like I am. But made sure I was well rested for the festivities that went down yesterday here in Tokyo. I attended the Godzilla Day, they call it Godzilla Festival out here. It is held in Hibiya. Next to the Toho corporate headquarters, if you will. So we were here last year, Jessica and I, covering the whole thing, watching Minus One. And, well, this year, we were supposed to both be here, but Jessica got the invitation of a lifetime and is currently in Italy at the Lucca International Comic Festival. I believe that's the proper name. So she is living the dream out in Italy while I am out here in Tokyo living my dream. So we're both living our best lives, if you will. But I digress. It's Godzilla Day. It is the 70th anniversary. And in the 72 hours since I boarded that plane to this recording, a lot of stuff has gone on. So I figured, why not do a quick recap of all the events that and news that have transpired in that time. Sorry. Still a little early here. So you'll forgive me if I'm sipping my tea, just trying to kind of wake up. So arrived Friday. Pretty much slept as I was up for about 20 some odd hours at that point. Saturday met up with the good people, the cam crew, Kyle Young, good friend Helmy, walked around the Nakano Broadway, saw a lot of stuff, tempted to buy a lot of things. Unfortunately, I can't do that right now because, well, I am here for a month and I can't drag a bunch of stuff with me to the various locations I'm going to. So I'm just enjoying people vicariously buy stuff. But the sights and sounds of Tokyo alone are well worth the sacrifice of getting some new action figures, if you will. That leaves us to Godzilla Day. So, a lot of people I knew that are out here, as it is the 70th anniversary, were plotting, scheming, doing their things, because there's quite a few events outside of Godzilla Day going on here. There's a couple of art galleries. In fact, I attended a Marmot showcase the day before with said group. That was a lot of fun. And I'm trying to think what else. Other than food. My God, the food here is... Let me tell you a little thing about Tokyo. There's no such thing as bad food here. I have eaten 7-Eleven, McDonald's, and a quality Wagyu beef place, and everything was delicious. That's right. McDonald's is good. You think, oh yeah, the Wagyu place, that's going to be great. No, no. Hey, that was awesome as well. But the chicken from 7-Eleven, it's like 230 yen. And my goodness, it's spectacular. So, where was I going with this? Oh yes, Godzilla Day. trying to catch up on sleep because knowing full well I got 8.5 hours in front of me the night before Godzilla Day, so the 2nd out here in Tokyo. Actually, in Japan in general, they aired Godzilla Minus One on broadcast TV. I was in my room. My good friend Kazuki texted me. He's all the way down in Osaka. Couldn't be here this weekend for this, but we'll be seeing him soon. And he told me, hey, you got nothing going on. Godzilla Minus One's playing on TV right now. I'm like, sure, let's put that on. You know, it's apropos. That's how I watched it the first time when I was out here last year, completely in Japanese. But now I've seen it enough times, I know what's going on. But I was so jet-lagged and out of it that after about 8-9 minutes in, I ended up knocking out with it on. Woke up what I thought was 20 minutes later. I'm like, oh, no, there goes the ship flying through the yard. I'm like, this movie's about done. Knocked right out. Woke up, refreshed, good, 6-7 hours later, to my phone blowing up. Did you see the news? I'm like, what news? Well, in me passing out, I missed the announcement that Takashi Yamazaki is returning to direct another Godzilla movie. Now, what does that mean? Well, first off, I'm actually surprised they announced it during the broadcast of Minus One, but it makes sense. You know, they wanted to have a little something special, especially on the eve of Godzilla Day. Not saving it for the event itself, which we'll get into. The event was a mixed bag, but not in a bad way. But it was Yamazaki, clearly in New York still, when he was at the New York Comic Con about 2.5 weeks ago. So this was something that has, I guess, been simmering for a minute, and they wanted to make the announcement there. Look, I think we all assumed that after the Oscar win and the box office that Minus One got from not only domestic out here in Japan, but stateside, I mean, that movie did exceptionally well, that Toho was not going to sit around for another 7 years and wait for, you know, another director to come along, you know, strike while the iron's hot. I know some people are kind of mixed. You know, a lot of people want Yamazaki back. I want Yamazaki back. I want to make movies, but I also want him to make the movies he wants to make. And, you know, the international acclaim that he got from winning the Oscar, you know, opened a lot of doors. But I think with Hollywood being what it is right now, it's probably his better bet was maybe doing one more Godzilla movie and then coming back and seeing if the waters are a little more cordial, just in terms of movie making right now. That's a whole different story for another day, but let's just say Hollywood's not in a great place. So Yamazaki's back. He's doing another Godzilla movie. And the theory was, you know, he has a panel at the end of Godzilla Fest. Maybe we'll get some news. No, nothing. Figured that because it's probably so early in the process. They probably just put, you know, pen to paper on the contracts. Yamazaki probably has an idea of what he wants to do. Whether or not that's a sequel to Minus One or something completely different, that is to be seen. Personally, I'm hoping it's something new, something different. Minus One felt like, you know, it remains in its own little bubble, much like Shin. I know people are like, no, we should get a Shin sequel. Nah, sometimes just it's good to let sleeping dogs lay. There's no need to expand upon those stories. They're good, they're self-contained, and they should just stand on their own. Now, if Yamazaki wants to go in a completely different direction and maybe have a little fun like he did with that ride, I'm not saying no to that. If you've ever seen video of that ride or had the experience of riding the ride out here in Tokyo, it's amazing. And I kind of want to see what Yamazaki can do on the budget he has with monster fights next. I know that's going to be a little more costlier, but I'm assuming Toho is going to give him a little more money to flex with, especially after this last one made as much as it did. So that is the big 70th anniversary news. Toho did announce a new movie, and it's Yamazaki back. No release date, no word on what it's going to be. And I have a feeling it's going to stay that way for at least 2 years. Most likely this is going to be another situation much like last year where we got both a new Japanese movie and a legendary movie within like 4 months of each other. And that's not a bad thing. You know what? If anything I've learned as a fan in the last, you know, my entire lifespan has been yearly output ends up kind of diluting the product. You want to build a hunger for this stuff. I mean, look, when I was a kid, man, I looked forward to, you know, reading G-Fest, or not G-Fest, G-Fan, every month waiting to see if that new announcement for that next movie was happening. You know, I jumped in around Mechagodzilla, so I was like, oh, Space Godzilla Destroyer. Oh, now there's Mothra movies. There's all this. So it was yearly, and it clearly did hurt the product overall. You gotta maintain a balance, people. It has to be a balance. Too much, and you dilute everything. Look at Marvel. Too little, people will start moving on. So it's keeping that just enough. Just keep them fed but hungry. That's the key. So we got that news, but that being the big news, there was a lot of other news going on, especially at the show. So if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm gonna edit in a bunch of footage for you know, the visual sake of this thing, because I'm just in my room, and also, you know, kind of give you a little bit of the trek out there. But for those just listening, you don't want to hear that. Basically, got on a subway, showed up the square where this is held. It's beautiful. It's right in Hibiya. The Godzilla, the Shin Godzilla statue overlooks everything. They built a giant stage, and it's like a farmer's market setup, if you will. It's a big event, but it's not a big event at the same time. I know a lot of people were messaging me like, oh, this is gotta be awesome. I'm like, it is awesome. Don't get me wrong. It's very awesome, but if you're thinking it's going to be like a Comic-Con level event, yes and no. It's more about the presentation, and you can watch that live on YouTube. And honestly, with the way YouTube works now, you can get direct translation. Last year, I was lucky that I had someone that spoke Japanese. Shout out to Kazuki, that was translating everything for me. This year, not so lucky. And not only that, but because I wanted to cover more of the festival, I did not get the awesome spot that I got because, well, Kazuki showed up at 6 a.m. last year and snagged front row center. This year, I paid the price, but I felt I got, you know, more of the experience at the same time. That's not knocking against Kazuki. My God, the first time last year being front row was amazing. So, walked around. I did a quick live stream. You can see it up on our Instagram and Facebook. Just to give you guys an idea. I shot so much video, too. You can go to our YouTube page and Instagram and Facebook if you want to see any of the footage that I shot. There's a ton of stuff. Basically, there was one section that had nothing but new merchandise. In there was the prototype for the new SH Monster Arts Anguirus, which looked pretty good. Not gonna lie, they announced that I think the night before as well, so everyone in America got it Friday night. And a lot of people were interested in, like, okay, is this gonna look, you know, janky like the other ones, or pretty good? Yeah, it looks pretty good. Saw that. There was a nice display of these art gallery figures that, oh my God, there's two Godzillas that are, they had to be about like 12 to 14 inches tall. Absolutely stunning pieces. And I've got a feeling they're going to be expensive as hell, but they were definitely something that I might put a small investment in, inevitably. They were just gorgeous pieces. Just they kind of look like illustrations with the smoke coming off of them and all that fun stuff. So there's a whole line of those. Bandai showed off their brand new kind of like large-scale vinyl, kind of them doing like big Sofubis. And those actually were really awesome in person. Those were fantastic I know people were kind of belly aching about the price point, like $190, but they're pretty big. Like, these are not tiny little figurines. These are like good 10 inch figures. They're very, very detailed. Now, mind you, this is all coming off other news from, you know, 2 weeks before at New York Comic Con that, you know, we're getting other Godzilla related stuff, including from McFarlane, who is doing a Justice League Godzilla 2-pack from based on the comic book. And the first one out the gate is Kong and Batman, which I kind of dig the look of the Kong. I like McFarlane toys. I know he kind of gets a bad rap, justifiably, years ago he did. But today he's done a lot. He's doing a lot better. So hopefully we're getting a Godzilla and Superman very soon. Around the corner from there was Bandai Standard Movie Monster Series line stuff, and they were showing off a lot of awesome things. The two big reveals the day before were two new style of Movie Monster Series figures. I don't have the name in front of me of what they're calling them, but essentially they're giving us a new minus one figure that is based off the poster, and the figure looks miles better than three of the four iterations that they've given us. Like, there's quality and detail. You got to see this thing up close. And then the next one was the Victory Dance Godzilla from Monster Zero, which I couldn't believe that they were doing. Saw that in person too. Looks spectacular. So those are definitely something to keep an eye out for. I believe they come out in January. Hopefully I'll get a couple to review and just for personal collection. I mean, I love that Bandai is now scraping the barrel of like, we're running out of characters, so what can we do now? Poses. Poses are the things. That is where the money's to be made. And they had more announcements during the live stream, which we'll get into in a second. Super Godzilla was on display. Looks beautiful. Got mine pre-ordered. That's coming. Over at the Banpresto side, they had all of the enshrined figures. You can catch up. You get in the UFO catchers. I'm going to try to give you one of those while I'm out here this week. At least this month. See if I can't win one of those, guys. I do like them. And there was Ichiro, I think it was Ichiro? I had the notes written for me. Sorry, I'm a little out of it. There was a minus one. There was the, I believe the UA Monster Arts minus one as well that looked beautiful. And then they had a King Ghidorah 91 that, my God, I thought it was an X-Plus at first. That's how good it was. But it's like, nope, this is something completely different. And it's X-Plus scale. It was 30 cm. And beautiful looking, even unpainted. So I, you know, they're a little lost for words. But it was gorgeous. You can see pictures. If you're watching this, you're seeing the pictures right now. But if you're listening to it on our mainstream, just go to our Facebook, Instagram, or X. You can see everything that I'm talking about here. Down from there, there was a couple of other little booths. There was a booth promoting the Godzilla Interception experience down in Osaka, which I will be going to in 2 weeks, so stay tuned on that. And then someone selling credit cards. There was two food trucks. Last year they had a food truck. There was two food trucks this time. One selling a hot dog and one selling a crepe. And you had to pick and choose. So, Buddy and I split the line, and he didn't want a hot dog, but he was generous enough to grab me a crepe just to try. And, ladies and gentlemen, my eyes got opened to something. Chicken wrap. Now, you live in the U.S., chicken wraps, you know, staple of most restaurants, but doing it with a crepe? Oh, that was a game changer. And this thing was delicious. I feel like there's an untapped market for this stuff out in America. That, you know, the Japanese are on a whole different level out here. Believe me, their toilet game is in the year 3000 right now. Like, it's, you have to come experience a Japanese toilet every once in a while. I'm not going to go too deep into it, but it will change your life. Much like the using a crepe as a tortilla. That was, oh, mind-blowing. So, inside of the department store across the way was statue. Last year they had minus one. This year they had the legendary Godzilla that was still around from the tour of Godzilla and Kong New Empire. And it wasn't it was just the standard Godzilla. It wasn't the evolved one or anything. Got a picture with that. The pop-up store was upstairs in the department store. Like I said, sorry, I'm a little tired. Still waking up. Which was a little disappointing because not a lot of, exclusives. Last year, they felt like there were more exclusives. This year, it felt like Toho was kind of like, we blew our wad last year because of the movie. We knew more people were coming in because of the movie. So they kind of made the 69th anniversary more or less the 70th anniversary. So that was a little disappointing, but it is what it is. They announced so many things on the stream. Let's talk about the stream. So I'm there. The front row is completely full. Everyone's trying to find a spot. There's a row of steps right behind the or right in front of the stage, behind the crowd. So had to go up there and perch up there for the most part of this entire run. I had to take a break. Sitting for 8 hours, I did 12 hours on a plane and another 8 hours on steps wasn't, it's not comfortable. So I had to get up and walk around, do some things. But saw a lot of very cool announcements. First, the show opened with some, beautiful introductions. I believe I saw Shinji Higuchi on there. Ken Watanabe opened it up, which was wild. There was a couple of other actors that I missed because I was trying to find a spot. And then we get to the rigmarole of everything. The big news that struck me right off the bat was Bandai announcing that they're doing a collab of Godzilla and Digimon. They're bringing back... Well, I don't know if they ever really went away. They might have been back, but they're doing a Digimon collab. It looks like they're actually doing the actual pocket monster style one. And they actually put out art for a War Greymon Godzilla mashup that looked amazing. The 12-year-old or 14-year-old version of Chris is like, oh yeah, that works. That works a lot. So that was a big left field news. Other news, they announced that there will be a manga next year being published in Young Champion. Not a lot was announced about it. There was no art, anything shown, but it's coming in April of 2025, so it's not that far off. And it will be... I didn't say how long it's going to run for, but essentially Godzilla's going to fight some kind of space monster. That's, it's a brand new monster. And that was the general gist of it, other than Shinji Nishikawa will be doing, did I get the right one? I got to make notes. Brain's fried. There will be a new monster. Let's just put it that way. Other things. Toy-wise. We know the Bandai voting poll was going on. It closed. And this year it was open. I believe this was the first year it was open to the U.S. Like, they were, counting the votes completely. And to a lot of people surprised out here in Japan, the Giant Condor won. That's right. The Giant Condor is getting an official Bandai figure. And a lot of people were like, huh? And from what I got from some people in the crowd and some translators, including Kazuki, they all remarked that, we Americans rigged the contest, and that's why Giant Condor will be the next Bandai Movie Monster Series figure. What a time we live in. But fret not, because what we all know, when Bandai puts these lists out, that these are figures they're making anyway. They've announced they're going to make them, and they just kind of want to drum up interest. So with that, some of the runner-ups were revealed and are going to be released in a giant box set, which is now available to order on the Godzilla store. It's a five-figure box set that includes a 68 Anguirus, 64 King Ghidorah, a Gabara, a Kamacris, and had it right here. You'd think I've had all this stuff marked down, but no. I do have a list, but I it's so freaking early here, and I am completely warped. Okay, so once again, this giant box set will contain 68 Anguirus with a new sculpt, a 64 King Ghidorah, which I believe is a reuse of another sculpt that they put out. It's the gold version of the blue and, just call it the blue Ghidorah that was the Bandai P. So they're doing that one. There's another Mechagodzilla 74 that's coming out, but the two brand new ones that we're getting that have never been done by Bandai are Kamacris. Actually, no, I take that back. Kamacris has been done once before. Kamacris was but it was done in a green style. So we're getting a screen accurate Kamacris, and for the first time, a Gabara. So those are the five box set figures you can get. You can order them right now. If you don't want to order the entire box set, Bandai did say that they will be released individually throughout 2025. So you can just sit back and wait, or spend, you know, $250 or whatever it's going to be right now and get the whole thing, you know, sooner than later. What else? What else do we have? We have... to talk about this is to talk about the main event of the night. And I'm not talking about Takashi Yamazaki singing happy birthday to Godzilla, because that is what he did. I am talking about the short film, Godzilla Fest 5, the giant monster decisive battle. So this is the direct sequel to last year's short film, which being there last year was amazing. And that was kind of the crux of, like, I got to be back here this year to see how this ends. I got to be here for this. And I'm glad I was, because these short films have been getting progressively better and better. And the Judge Ivor one was heads and tails above the previous three. Well, two technically, but, you know, it was technically three. Anyway, this short... It brought so much joy to my heart. Now, I'll post some pictures, but I was up on top of this landing watching this with everyone in my group. But we were all going, you know, gaga over it. I just rewatched it on the stream. It's still up. It'll be up for, I think they keep it up for a couple of weeks. So you can watch it at home if you couldn't be there to see it. But it is... the sequel to last year, Godzilla and Jet Jaguar team up to fight King Ghidorah, using a refurbished GMK King Ghidorah suit, which actually looked very nice on screen. I'll give this. The suits that they've been using, my one issue with these shorts is they've been using a Final War suit that has been mostly meant for live events. It was never meant to be screen use. So at times it looks a little janky. Last year, that was my one quip with the Jet Jaguar short. The Jet Jaguar suit was new, looked amazing, slick. The Godzilla suit, there was a point where you're like, I can literally see the seam on the back. It's like, you guys really didn't try. This year they tried. I swear to God, they put some money into fixing up that Final War suit and made it look damn good. Like, It looked like they gave it a spit shine, gave it a little touch up. Same with King Ghidorah. But as these shorts have progressed, the filming style of these things have progressed greatly as well. And this was just, it's everything 9-year-old me wanted. It was insane action. It's all like just big set pieces. One of the biggest things, because a lot of us were expecting like, oh, you know, it's King Caesar's like 50th, you know, and it's Mechagodzilla's 50th. Are they going to like reuse like the Kira suit or the Final Wars, you know, suit? But no. They didn't do that. Instead, they kind of pivoted left and did something very cool, which was give Jet Jaguar an upgrade. And he got these Gigan claws. I think they called them G claws, which attached to his arms. And he got this fantastic, like, battle mode upgrade, which just tickled me fancy. And you know, again, the 9-year-old me was screaming. He's doing kick flips. It's stylistic. There's a point, you know, not to ruin too much, but there's a Dragon Ball reference that goes off in there. If you know, you know. And then there's a Terminator reference, Terminator 2 reference at the very end. I'm not going to spoil this whole thing. I'm going to wait till Jessica comes back and we can sit down and properly review this thing top to bottom. Because I feel like this deserves its own moment. But also to give you guys a little time to actually watch. It's about 12 minutes long. It's on the Toho stream. It should be up there for a couple of weeks, so you have a chance to watch it. The big news preceding this was that all the short films are officially going to be released on DVD. So no more of this, you know, rip it and save it and then hope you know someone that has it or go to Internet Archive. No, they're coming to DVD. All five of them will be on DVD very soon. April, actually. They'll be on Blu-ray. So we don't have to worry about these things being lost to time. Now, the Jaguar claws. Well, right after the movie ended, they turned around and announced Bandai P is doing a Jaguar with the claws. So they had this thing cooking for a minute. So that was the other big reveal from Bandai. And lastly, yes, Takashi Yamazaki came out. First thing he said, can't talk about anything about the new Godzilla movie because there's probably nothing to talk about. They're not even casting or anything. There's not, you know, a lot of people were hoping, like, you know, even I'll admit I was expecting maybe a little something, but kind of knew, like, nah, it's too early in this process to announce anything. They definitely have not been, they have not gotten a lot of things, you know, cooking yet, so we're ways away. I guarantee we're like minimum two years away. There's absolutely no way that there's anything else going on. But had a nice conversation up there. Talked about making the film, his year, his whirlwind year that he's had. You know, winning the Oscar, the reception to the movie. Just a big thing. And then saying happy birthday to the Godzilla to close out the show. I then went next door to the Toho Cinemas. Which, again, I talk about how, you know, Japan's on a whole nother level out here. Their theater game is insane. I live in the L.A. area. I thought our theaters were nice. Nope, not at all. Saw Godzilla 4K at the Hibiya Toho Cinemas on their premium format screen. I'm spoiled. I can't go back. I even... excuse me. Even the bad seats, the nosebleed seats, were amazing. I sat top up to the left, not a bad seat in the house. Perfect view, but they had these like deluxe seats that looked even better. I'm like, I'm here for a month. I gotta come back. I don't care what I see. Maybe I'll watch Gladiator 2 or something when it comes back out here, but I gotta sit in that seat. These things looked just amazing, and they were comfortable as hell. Like, there was a point, like, the dude sitting next to me nodded off. Now, to be fair, we were all up all day wandering about doing all kinds of stuff. So, but this guy knocked out halfway through the movie and then woke back up. I dropped my phone like a jackass during the Yamazaki interview. And, yeah, unfortunately, I had to wait till after the movie was done. So I only got a few pictures. I'll post them. They're up on our Instagram as well. But overall, Godzilla 70th out here. The crowd was much bigger, I would say, than last year. Even without a new movie, it felt like there was a bigger turnout. And much like I have espoused on the show about why the films of the Legendary series are very necessary and needed, same thing was watching out here. Like, the amount of kids that are showing up again. And, you know, I was being told by a few people that, you know, years ago, 10, 15 years ago, this would have been just a bunch of old dudes, like, wandering around. Like, Godzilla had lost his charm for a little bit. Like, it wasn't the thing. It was just kind of like this piece of fandom that, you know, us older guys were, like, attached to that was very niche. And then along comes the Legendary movies, and they reignited the passion for what these things are. They are movies. They're fun movies, but they're also aimed at kids. Their imagination. They're supposed to be out there, like, just obsessed with monsters. And watching family after family, there was kids that had all of their different Bandais with them. There was one kid that was sitting next to me. I looked over, and he had a Maquette figure. I couldn't figure out where it came from. And he just holds it up. He's like, you know, doesn't speak English, but he's just like, eh? And I pick it up. I'm like, oh, and, like, you know, the 2-3 words I know, like, oh, very nice, you know. And he was so proud of it. There was a baller move that happened in front of me while I was sitting up on the steps. These three dudes show up, younger dudes, probably in, like, mid-20s or so. They're on the landing of the step. So there's a landing section. I'm at the front of the landing. So there's, like, three landings as you go up this thing. They sit down. One guy pulls out what's clearly, like, his deluxe Kiro figure. That's, like, not a Chogokin, but it's, like, it's one of the in-between ones. But this other dude, his friend, brings out his backpack and then slowly, one by one, starts unloading all of these Bandai figures. And I'm like, man, that's a lot. And they keep growing and growing. And then I realize he has a figure that represents every design for every movie, including, he pulled out a Trendmaster Godzilla and popped it there, along with the Bandaizilla. I had to pull up my Google Translate just to, like, bravo, man, you're going deep cuts on this. And a Jiris. He pulled out a Jiris, too, from Ultraman, which there was an older dude that sat down in front of him that was even more impressed that he got Jiris, but no Gomez. He asked him, like, no Gomez, and the kid was like, nah. I don't think he had watched, I don't think the kid had watched Ultra Q, but just some baller moves. There was some beautiful cosplay there. There was a dude dressed as the controller from Final Wars that was taking pictures. There was a group of guys just dressed as various, you know, G-Force members in various different fatigues and stuff. There was a lot of kids in costume. There was a lot of adorable little girls in Mothra cosplay. It'll just melt your heart. The Godziban people were there. They had their puppets out. They were letting the kids play with the puppet. This is what you want, people. You want imagination. You want fun. And they were, like, showing off the puppets. They were playing with them. They were getting people to take pictures. There was I don't know her name, but, you know, the woman that was working with them was dressed as Dr. Sarah Zawin with her own oxygen destroyer, which I'm just like, this is why fans come together. This is all lovely, and it just makes my heart, you know, grow three times its size. Hopefully not to the point of an aneurysm or a heart attack, but to see that, you know, we're 70 years into this thing, and for a lot of us, you know, this has been, like, our big childhood obsession, and we're all getting older. But now it's cool. It's hip. It's people love it. People enjoy these movies. They see them for the way that we have been seeing them for a long time. And not only that, but there's a new generation that's coming in. Last year, they had a row of kids just a section for kids in front. So where Kazuki and I were, we were in the front row. And they played that. They played the Monarch trailer because Monarch was coming out in a couple of weeks. And when they showed those kids, I didn't know how they would react to the legendary stuff. They went bonkers for it. So the legendary stuff is pretty high with the young fans out here. I did eat a Godzilla hot dog. Like I said, I kind of drifted off in that and that crate. Got a video. The hot dog was actually pretty tasty. Like I said, there's no bad food here in Japan. And the 4K screening, beautiful. As for stuff, real quick, there's some flyers given out. Got a lot of stuff on the docket for the next couple of weeks while I'm still here. So I didn't want to, blow my load, but we got exclusive 70th anniversary. They give this out with the thing that, hey, look, you can get all this Godzilla-based food. There's some other sites that are popped up now. One of the big things was the chibi hat that they gave out. So these are all over the place. There was a photo op. Unlike last year where they stopped the show to go do the photo op, they did it inside of where the theater is, the Toho Cinemas. So that way they didn't disrupt the flow of the show, and they allowed more people more time, more time to get, their photo op. But also meant you had to get a ticket, much like the Godzilla pop-up store. And if you didn't get a ticket, you didn't get the photo op, which, a little bum, but it is what it is. A lot of the people did. I did pick up one or two things from the Godzilla store just for, schnitz and giggles. I'm going to the other store, so be things that I see, but I wanted to walk away with a little something, so I got this delightful keychain, and yes, I chose. Oh, actually, no, that one's minus one. Hold on. I got two. And I got Godzilla Earth. Because I like the design on that. So, I'll do a review of these soon. And then, oh yeah, forgot. Voxel, the Godzilla Voxel Wars was there. They were promoting this real hard and heavy. One more thing. A couple weird things. This harkened back to the 50th anniversary when they were out in LA for the premiere of Final Wars. Again, completely different game, 20 years on. What Toho did then versus what Toho's doing now. It is night and day difference. But at the Final Wars premiere, they did give us these little Japanese flags with Godzilla on them. So when I got my hot dog, this is what was in there. A little 70th anniversary flag. So, felt apropos. I don't know. Yeah, I got a little nostalgic. But there you go. So while you're listening to this, Godzilla Day is probably wrapping up in America. Hopefully you guys are all celebrating accordingly. I know I'm already 40 minutes into this, so I'm not going to make you listen to me ramble on my own too much longer. I will say this, keep tabs on our social media because I am only on the first leg of this trip. There's a lot of stuff I got going on and a lot of sites I'll be seeing, and I'll be posting nonstop of all the cool Godzilla and other kaiju-related things. And just, Japan is photogenic as hell. There's no denying it. Like I've been, what should be a five-minute walk for me many nights has been 10, 15 minutes just stopping, getting shots of just random alleys and, storefronts. It's just, it's gorgeous here, everyone. I cannot sing the praises of this place enough. Also, for the fact that, I flew 12 hours. I'm making the most of this trip, so I'm staying for 30 days. So hopefully you guys follow along, and when we get back to California, when I get back to California and Jessica gets back, we'll get back together and do a nice recap of everything else. But I wanted to recap Godzilla Day here. I saw Super 7 put out some awesome stuff this morning, U.S. time in America, so check that out. That Ultimate Space Godzilla looks chef's kiss. Love me some Trimaster stuff. But yes, other than that, it was a great Godzilla Day. I'm very tired, but I still have a lot of stuff to go do. I'm actually going to head out to Toho Studios today, do the obligatory picture and maybe go hit Shinjuku. So remember, follow us on Instagram, at the Kaiju Kingdom, facebook.com/thekaijukingdompodcast, and X as well at the Kaiju Kingdom for all of the updates that I will be posting about all of this. And then if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're listening to this, head over to our YouTube, like and subscribe, because a lot of longer video that I can post there that I can't post on our socials will be there as well. So on that note, that will wrap up this special edition of the Kaiju Kingdom podcast. I apologize you had to listen to me ramble on incessantly on my own for the last 45 minutes, but I wanted to get something out for you guys. So I wish you all a very happy Godzilla Day. And on that note, we'll see you next time.